Hello, you're listening to God's Truth with Free Will, and I'm Evangelist Esther Ross. As we begin, let's refer to truth on two significant matters, books in God's Word, and history regarding Rome and Israel. There are no missing books of the Bible. God's Word was inspired to men, and scribes would only allow inclusion of what they could prove evident and infallible. Therefore, what is not contained in the 66 books should not be included as God's word. Because various Israelite groups turned to mercenaries and outside nations for support, by the time the growing Roman Empire turned its attention toward Israel, the nation could offer little resistance to their power. Pompey captured Jerusalem in 63 CE, which stands for Common Era. And soon again, the Jews were under the command of a foreign ruler. The Greek Empire conquered most of the world, and with their rulership, their culture and language was brought to the Jewish people. The Roman Empire was in control for all that was known concerning what we call the Gospels. The first temple was built by Solomon and destroyed by Babylonians, 2 Kings 25, 8 through 10. In Daniel 1, verses 1 through 2, it shows the land of the Babylonians to be Shinar. But we know God changed the name of the land from Shinar to Babel in Genesis 11, 9. In the first year of Cyrus the king, he made a decree concerning the house of God in Jerusalem. So the second temple was constructed. You can find this in Ezra 6, verses 14 through 16. In April 70 CE, Common Era, about the time of Passover, the Roman general Titus besieged Jerusalem. The Romans attempted to drive the Jews to starvation. They breached the final defenses of the Jews, massacred much of the remaining population, and the Romans destroyed the Second Temple. On Tisha B'Av, the Jewish day of mourning, this is remembered. The country America is named for Amerigo Vespucci. The words United States were added later. For the purpose of expressing a time in history, you will hear me use the words black or white to identify a person. However, personally, I will never use those words. I connect every person with their country because in my logic, I consider the word colored an insult to my intelligence and to being an African descendant. People titled as white used a sign, no colored allowed, or colored enter at the rear. But both black and white are colors. Therefore, respectfully, until I meet people the color of piano keys, I will not personally use colors to identify a person. In 1926, Carter G. Woodson successfully lobbied for Black History Week, and it was established as the second week in February. Black History Month began at Kent State University in 1969, and the first year of celebration began in 1970 from January 2nd to February 28, 1970. There is no national curriculum for teaching African American history, but it is recorded as being taught in Arkansas, Florida, Illinois, Mississippi, New York, and New Jersey as of 2002. A year before the arrival of the celebrated Mayflower, an unnamed ship sailed into the harbor of Jamestown, Virginia. It was no ordinary vessel. It robbed a Spanish vessel, and it unloaded a cargo of Africans bound for West Indies. Captain John Rolfe was in great need of food. He offered to exchange his human cargo, and the deal was arranged. Anthony, Isabella, Pedro, and 17 other Africans stepped ashore in August 1619 and the history of the Africans who would be called Negroes in America began. The first Negro child in English America was named William Tucker in honor of a local planter. The European slave trade, which began in 1444 and continued more than 400 years, lost an estimated 40 million people. The first Negro settlers fell into a well-established socioeconomic lifestyle, which carried with it no implications of racial inferiority. That came later. Indentured servitude could have continued for Negro and white servants, or both groups could have been reduced to slavery, but white men were under the protection of a strong government and could appeal to a monarch. Negroes were strong. They could run. They were inexpensive. They could not blend into the crowd, and the same money that would buy an Irish or English indentured servant for 10 years would buy an African for life, because above all, they were unprotected. In 1620, passengers on the Mayflower traveled from the UK, England, to America in search of a new life. It is said there were 102 passengers and 30 in the crew. The passengers were very much aware of the 1611 King James Version, and contrary to what many say, the truth is they were not rejects. A number of them were known as separatists, a group of people who mostly wanted to live in America, a life free from the current Church of England. In time, those who should have upheld the Word of God used it for their cruel, harsh, and inhumane purposes. So since the supply of Africans seemed to be inexhaustible, in the 1660s, both Maryland from the north and Virginia from the south led the way. Laws made Negroes servants for life. Allow me to read this to you. Nothing belongs to us anymore. They have taken away our clothes, our shoes, even our hair. If we speak, they will not listen to us. And if they listen, they will not understand. They will even take away our name. And if we want to keep it, we will have to find ourselves the strength to do so, to manage somehow, so that behind the name, something of us as we were, still remains. All suffering deserves understanding. This is why I am compassionate with the suffering of the house of Israel. Those words are from an Auschwitz survivor, Primo Levi, but it certainly sounds like words that could also come from an African slave. Owned and civilized America. Matthew 23:11-12. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Beware of those proclaiming they have a relationship with God, but don't, especially when they fail to honor the beginning. Genesis 1:26-27. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." So God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. There is free will to be angry when mistreated, but sin not. Do not seek vengeance. 1 Peter 3:8-9. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or rivaling for rivaling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. I become angry, and I should be, every time I reflect on the inhumane behavior of irrational minds that presented slavery to a land of those who were supposed to be sane, intelligent individuals with integrity. Then I remind myself that though a person enters a church, it does not mean that person has a relationship with God. That person can remain a goy, a Gentile, not born again. I'd like to consider a young entertainer named Eddie Murphy for a moment and the respect he gave Sammy Davis Jr. in the second publication of the book, Yes, I Can. Because so many African Americans get history wrong. Sammy was called an Uncle Tom, the derogatory use. But the truth is, in Uncle Tom's cabin, Tom protected slaves and died for that. Sammy was the first person to contribute money to all 42 Negro College Fund institutions. He suffered but gained success, and that brought false accusations to his life. God always brings light in a dark situation. When Sammy and his dad were hungry and humiliated, a white woman named Helen Bannister helped after witnessing what she called inexcusable conduct toward them. During Sammy's military days, a man named Sergeant Williams said, "No man is better than the next unless he has the rank to prove it." And last, Sammy learned to stand alone. Frank Sinatra told Sammy, "Tonight, you're coming to the club. I'm making a reservation, and you're walking in alone." Sammy walked into the Copa alone, sat at a table alone. Then two guys came across the room toward him, saying, "Sam, we're friends of Frank. He said you wouldn't mind if we sat at your table." That's love. It reminds me of words to a song I often sang long ago. No man is an island. No man stands alone. Each man's joy is joy to me. Each man's grief is my own. We need one another. So I will defend each man as my brother, each man as my friend. You see, Hitler, Martin Luther, and the Ku Klux Klan called themselves Christians, but God never called us to be a Christian. That was a decision by men also, Acts 11:25-26. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that a whole year they assembled with Messiah's community, called the church, and taught a great many people. And the Talmidim, disciples, were first called Christians in Antioch. There are many words that we don't connect because so much is said in Greek that we don't consider Hebrew. There are many words that have been replaced. We refer to that as replacement theology. Israel as a land and the people has been minimized. But the Word of God does not change, and we can know the Word of God by connecting in the manner that God chose for us. We are to be heirs and joint heirs. And in Psalm 119, every letter of the 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet are present. All I want is for us to love one another. And I hope that we continue to do that. And if we haven't started, strive to do that. Love one another as God loves us. I hope you tune in again, and I hope you enjoy listening. God bless.